Welcome to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar. Many of us will be traveling over Memorial Day weekend, and since it is the unofficial start of the summer season, many more will be dreaming of or planning summer vacations or getaways. Aside from the fun, travel and tourism is a big business in Pennsylvania, generating more than $41 billion each year. But on today's Smart Talk, we discuss places to go and see in Pennsylvania. Joining us today is Carrie Fisher-Laporte, Deputy Secretary of the Office of Marketing, Tourism, and Film for the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. Carrie Fisher-Laporte, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Scott.
You know, I always like having you on the show because we're talking about fun things, you know, for the most part. Also joining us, Rick Dunlap, Director of Public Relations with the Hershey-Harrisburg. Rick, good to see you again.
Good to be here. Thank you, Scott.
And Chris Barrett, he's been on many of your television screens over the last few months. He's President and CEO of the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau. Chris Barrett, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Scott. Always good to see you.
If you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 1-800-729-7533. We'd like to hear about your favorite places in Pennsylvania to visit. Maybe you have a question about somewhere you would like to visit or explore. Give us a call, 1-800-729-7532. Send an email to smarttalk@witf.org. You can also leave a question or comment on WITF's Facebook page, on Twitter. We are at SmartTalk WITF. Again, that phone number, 1-800-729-7532. Carrie Fisher-Laporte, as I said, I always like having you on because we're talking about fun things, vacation, visiting, things like that. This time of year, with Memorial Day weekend being the unofficial start of summer, do you get more inquiries this time of year? Are people thinking, not just Pennsylvanians, but people from out of state, asking questions about places to travel to and visit in Pennsylvania?
Absolutely. In 2017, we welcomed 204 million visitors to Pennsylvania, and summer is the most popular time to visit, followed up by fall and then winter.
Mm-hmm. So do you see any trends, or have some of the more popular, the most popular places, are they consistent year after year?
Yeah, so of course we're always tracking national trends, and then we're also looking at what's happening here in Pennsylvania. Some of the national trends include wellness travel. A big one that's really growing is solo travel, leisure travel, which is mixing business and leisure. But here in Pennsylvania, we know some of the most popular search terms during this time of year: amusement parks, zoos, Philadelphia with July 4th, and all of the wonderful packages that they have down there.
But when you say wellness travel, what do you mean wellness travel?
Wellness travel, travel that focuses on mind, body, spirit type of thing. I don't want to steal Chris's message here, but the Lodge at Woodlock, for example, you go there, it's very similar to a canyon ranch. You go there and they have yoga classes, Pilates. They have things like forest bathing outside and classes to teach you about meditation, healthy cooking.
Forest bathing outside.
Yes, yes. It's for a guest to experience what it's like to be in the woods and be totally disconnected. So today, society, as we know, is so connected. So what happens when you actually leave that all behind and just experience hearing the sounds of nature? So it's forest bathing, and Carrie mentioned Woodlock. So this has always really amazed me. Woodlock is the second best rated spa, not in Pennsylvania, in the United States, but in the world. Condé Nast is always rated between 1 and 5, and that's right in the Pocono Mountains.
Wow, number 2 in the world.
Yes, and if you would see the property, it's just it's an amazing experience. It's probably the best shorthand way to say it.
Huh. Okay, so Rick, compete with that.
I mean, you've set the bar with forest bathing. Thank you. Goodbye.
How can I compare with a chocolate wrap?
That's true. That's true.
You can fire back, Rick.
The flip coin, the flip side of that coin would be the Hershey Spa, where you're bathing in chocolate and the different treatments out there all around that brand. So, you know, that is true what Carrie was saying about people looking for more connection with outdoors. We're seeing a big spike in that on our websites, and also the wellness. So, yeah, that's people want to do some things that they can go back and say, hey, I really actually relaxed or connected on this vacation.
How do you know that more people want more outdoors. I mean, I love hearing that people right. like being outdoors. I mean, just on a personal basis, just love being outside. But right. what leads you to believe that?
We look at what people are searching for on our website or what terms are driving people to our website. And that's kind of what we have. And then our partners throughout the region are talking about, you know, more kayaking, the Appalachian Trail that's right through our region, things like that. So new mountain biking out in Hershey, they just added a huge, nice network of mountain biking. So the kind of the market speaks to these organizations and they answer it.
Mm-hmm. So, Kerry, is that a new trend? I mean, obviously people have liked being outdoors all the time, but is it a trend you're seeing that you're seeing that more often?
I think it's pretty consistent in Pennsylvania. A few years back, we did some really in-depth research about what Pennsylvania is known for, what type of experiences people come here for. And of course, our Greater Than Great Outdoors ranked very high, as well as our historical attractions and our urban centers, traditionally thought of as Philadelphia and Pittsburgh in the east and the west. But also, we have fantastic towns and cities all throughout Pennsylvania.
Mm, we really do. Let's take a call from Rita in Lititz. Rita, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome.
We're traveling to Ohio Pile area this weekend, Jumongeville and the Laurel Highlands. I'm wondering if you have any suggestions of what we might be able to see or do out there. It's supposed to be pretty beautiful this time of year.
Well, Kerry has a big smile on her face, so I think she's chomping at the bit to answer your question. Go ahead, Kerry.
Rita, where do I send my check? Thank you so much for calling and asking that question. I love talking.
Kid-friendly, if you could.
Yes, kid-friendly, absolutely. I love talking about the beautiful Laurel Highlands. Again, to your point, especially this time of year. Last year, we launched the Fred Rogers Trail, everybody's favorite neighbor, Mr. Rogers. If you go to visitpa.com/Fred Rogers, you can download an itinerary that starts in the beautiful Laurel Highlands in Latrobe, which is not too far from where you'll be, and then takes you up through Pittsburgh, so you may need to make a second trip out to western Pennsylvania this summer. But it's very family friendly. Yesterday, we just celebrated 143 Day in PA, which mm-hmm. celebrated Fred Rogers' honor. And Governor Wolf challenged everyone to perform acts of kindness yesterday. So to keep that momentum going, I would definitely recommend that you check out the Fred Rogers Trail in the beautiful Laurel Highlands.
Well, have a good time this weekend, Rita.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. I have a comment from Rick in Harrisburg. He says, I bicycled the Great Allegheny Passage last weekend in western PA. What an awesome spectrum of Pennsylvania life and history. I've heard a lot more about the Great Allegheny Passage here in recent weeks for some reason.
Yeah, I think mega trails are another big trend that we're mm-hmm. seeing. We're very lucky that we have the Great Allegheny Passage, which provides the most unique experience. You can literally get on your bike in the city of Pittsburgh and bike all the way down through Washington, D.C. I mean, it is just wild, and there's all different levels of experience. So if you're not as much of an enthusiast or an avid biker, there's definitely family-friendly parts of that trail along the way. There's fantastic trail towns all throughout the Great Allegheny Passage. But another one that we're really excited to be talking about, and we've been getting a lot of media, is Route 6. You are 100% bikeable right now along the
really?
Northern Tier. Yes.
See, I didn't know that. I mean, from the east all the way to the west.
Absolutely.
Huh. Chris, I see you. That's part of your region, right?
It is. It starts in Wayne County, and then it goes all the way across the Northern Tier, and is just one of probably the most scenic roadways in the United States.
I think it has been named by, you know, one mm-hmm. of the most scenic roadways in the United States.
It has, and it actually originates in Wayne County and Honesdale and Holly, which are, like, really great small towns if anybody's ever in that market and wants to visit it, and Milford's very close. But it's a real experience that you can be just as involved with civilization or not as involved at all. It really depends on how you want to do it. It's just, it's amazingly beautiful, especially on a day like this.
Mm. Rick, something that Kerry had mentioned a few minutes ago, that she talked about the urban centers, but then when Rita called from Lititz, and I know Lititz is not in your area.
It's right across the street.
Right across the street.
Great spot.
There are so many small towns in Pennsylvania
yeah.
that just over the last 10 or 20 years have just become so visitor-friendly
right.
that it seems as though, as heavy industry went away in many places, that towns tried to reinvent themselves and attract visitors,
yeah.
and they have done just a fantastic job, including many in your region.
Well, yeah, you really set up the spike here, which is Hummelstown, right outside of Hershey, is exactly that. I always say to a journalist, it's like walking on the back lot of Mayberry. It's a small Americana town, and then these small businesses that are owned and run by locals are really popping up throughout that little village that's often overlooked because it's right before you get into the town of Hershey. But if you take the off ramp there for Hummelstown, there's a great restaurants, galleries, gift shops, a diner, old school diner, on and on and on, barbecue place. You can park your car and be in Hummelstown for half a day to a day if you really wanted to. Yeah, and it's a very, very small little town.
Right. And by the way, you know, we could have invited many, many people to participate in many regions of the state. And we only have so much space, but we're encouraging everyone to travel throughout the state.
You're experiencing what Carrie's challenge is every day, how you promote so much. Yeah, right.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar.
This is WITF's Tim Lambert, and one of my favorite day trips in Pennsylvania is to Gettysburg. I just love the historic feel of that area, and as someone who's into photography, it's just such a great place to go and take some amazing pictures.
This is Transforming Health's Brett Schultes, and one of the really cool things about living in Pennsylvania is we're so close to the midpoint of the Appalachian Trail. So whether you want to get out and hike a few miles, explore, or check out the AT Museum, there are a lot of options for outdoor adventures.
Well, one of the things that we've added for this program is some of our WITF staff members talking about some of their favorite places to go. I have to say Gettysburg is always near the top of my list, but some of the suggestions we've had from our staff members, like, oh yeah, I think I've been to all of those places except maybe one, and then want to go to that one as well. But you just heard there, we'd like to hear from you as well. Your favorite places to go, or maybe you have a question or a comment. Our guest today, Carrie Fisher-Lepore, she's Deputy Secretary of the Office of Marketing, Tourism, and Film for the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. Rick Dunlap, Director of Public Relations with Visit Hershey Harrisburg. And Chris Barrett, President and CEO of the Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau. 1-800-729-7532. Send an email to smarttalk@witf.com. On Twitter, we are at Smart Talk WITF. Again, the phone number, 1-800-729-7532. Let's do a little bit of business talk, though, before we get into suggestions and talking about fun places. Carrie, I mentioned the figure over $40 billion in Pennsylvania a few minutes ago. Okay, let's talk about the economic impact of tourism and visitation here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I always like to say that tourism is big business in Pennsylvania. In 2017, we welcomed over 200 million, it was 204 million visitors to our state. We generated $43 billion for the state's economy. And the wonderful thing about this industry is that all of that money goes right into Pennsylvania's general fund. So every time we have a visitor come stay at a hotel, eat in our restaurants, fill up at our gas stations, shop our main streets, all of that revenue goes into the general fund and will help fund education, help fund infrastructure, public safety, all of the wonderful programs that state government provides, benefits from a healthy, robust tourism economy.
All right, so $43 billion, what does that translate to tax revenue?
A lot. Yeah.
It sounds that way.
It is. And it's not just about revenue and taxes. It's also about providing family-sustaining jobs and wages for Pennsylvanians. This industry supports nearly 500,000 jobs for Pennsylvanians. I believe it's 1 in 15.3 jobs is attributed to this industry.
Rick, what about the Hershey Harrisburg? And by the way, I'm stumbling over this because you've kind of changed your name here recently.
We did. A lot of places are going to the visit. You know, it's the call to action right in your name, right? So the visit Hershey and Harrisburg. So, yeah.
As opposed to Harrisburg, Hershey,
Regional Visitors Bureau, Center. Convention
I
Center,
like visit.
Sports
yeah.
Services.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's a little bit more within the trends of the industry. But, yeah, to Carrie's point, I mean, the big Pennsylvania economic impact is awesome. And then when you get into the local communities like Hershey, Harrisburg, which is Dauphin County, 20,000 jobs, you know, that's significant. And the tax revenue and all those things, that money then from the hotel tax goes back into the community, not just for what we do to market the region, but then the county also grants that out for projects that support tourism. Other community venues and things like that also benefit from it. So the tourism dollar, I mean, we say maybe $10 million in room tax alone for Dauphin County, and then that goes right back into our community.
Chris, the Poconos with the four counties, you have Wayne, Pike, Monroe, and Carbon. These are rural counties.
Yes.
I mean, the Poconos obviously has been a destination for decades. And, you know, so it's nothing new for people to travel there. But this has to be, you know, when you compare it to, say, manufacturing, maybe even agriculture, that tourism has to be way up there as far as an industry and job creator.
There's no question in the Pocono Mountains that it is our predominant industry, and it's really within the DNA, as you say. It's not only decades, it's really centuries.
Well, you see, I was going to say that, but
it's really one of the, besides Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, one of the basic attractions that or places that people visited was the Poconos, the Delaware Water Gap, and that's really kind of how it all started. One of the first B&B histories was actually in the Delaware Water Gap. It's very, very interesting, but for us, for our region, it's about $4 billion in economic benefit, and we generate $580 million total in taxes to the state and federal government and the local municipalities, and we produce 35,000 jobs. So in those four counties, especially in Monroe, it's a key industry. And we know, unfortunately, the manufacturing is not coming back in the form that what it was. So we're trying to get everyone in our market to really embrace the fact that tourism is an incredible economic driver. And that is, as Carrie said, it does provide sustainable jobs that folks can actually live with and be proud of that occupation. So, for instance, Kalahari, which is one of the newest attractions in the Pocono Mountains, employs 1,500 people full-time. That opportunity was not there. We're also looking at another addition to the Pocono Mountains, Pocono Springs, which is in the development stage right now. That's a $500 million investment, capital investment in the Pocono Mountains. So between Kalahari and the projected investment and some of the others, we've had $1.2 billion in investment in the Poconos in the last 6 years. I mean, I defy anyone to point to another industry that's investing that much in that short a period of time across the United States. Mm-hmm. And I think the service industries are changing dramatically, and I think people want the experience of the service industry, and our economy is really shifting, so we see ourselves as more of an economic driver in the Pocono Mountains.
I'm curious, and I don't know whether you have these numbers, I'd be surprised if you don't, but what percentage of visitors to the Poconos Mountains come from out of state?
About 44%. Predominantly the New York DMA.
See, that's what, I mean, let's face it, over the years, we know that a lot of New Yorkers, especially who live in the metropolitan area, that is their vacation. The Poconos, that's their vacation destination. You hear them talking about it all the time.
Northern New Jersey and Philadelphia, and it kind of all started because cities like Philadelphia, New York, the sanitation and let's say the 1800s, early 1900s wasn't the greatest, so people always wanted to get out of the city and go to the mountains. Mm. That's really kind of how it all started. Mm. Some of those old resorts were there hundreds of years ago, hundreds. Mm. Skytop and Pocono Manor are probably about the only two that still remain.
Mm. Hotel Faucher.
Excuse me, Hotel Faucher, which is in Milford. Thanks, Carrie, which is a wonderful experience. I could probably go on for hours, but if you're ever in Milford, you have to visit the Hotel Faucher. It's a classic small town experience, but also it has that small town lodging experience. It's not really a B&B. That's all I can really describe it as. And it's amazingly apportioned. It's four diamond, no question. Mm.
And that was actually started by a chef from New York City. I believe his name was Louis Faucher, who
worked at Delmonico's.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, and opened up that property many, 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 many years ago as a respite for his clientele from New York City.
Carrie, let me ask you the same question as Chris. What percentage of visitors to Pennsylvania come from out of state and also from other countries?
Absolutely. So we haven't done a study on this too recent, but I know previously we used to cite about 42% of visitors were in-state, travelers were in-state.
Just 42%?
Yes.
Okay. Rick, I want to ask you, we talked about, Carrie was talking earlier about amusement parks. Mm-hmm. Saw recently the Hershey Park was named the number one. Is it in the country or the world?
You pick a list. It's on there. I'm telling you, there's so many lists out there that Hershey Park is always in the top 10, which says a lot when, you know, Disney has 15 parks alone, right?
Right.
So, yeah, Hershey Park is always ranked, like I said, in the top 10. And if you talk the world, maybe the top 50. Mm-hmm. So we're very fortunate to have that.
Hershey Park, I'm a season pass holder, holds a special place in my heart. But this summer, I cannot wait for all of you Steelers fans listening right now. Kennywood in the western part of the state. It opened a new roller coaster called the Steel Curtain, which is all about paying mad respect to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's Steel Curtain, and it's going to be one of the largest roller coasters, not just in Pennsylvania, but in the country.
And I think when you look at Pennsylvania, as far as the amount of amusement parks and theme parks, I can speak from experience working at Hershey Park for over 20 years, and I remember walking through the park, and I had never gone to Disney. And I walked through the park, and we wore ties. They would come up to us and say, "This park is better than Disney," routinely. And I would say, "Oh, really?" You know, because I had never gone there. Yeah. And then I went. I was like, "Yes, we are."
I mean, I would agree with that, and I've heard other people say that, because Disney, it's more about the themes. Mm-hmm. Hershey Park, it's about the rides
and the experience.
Pennsylvania
Is
consistently ranked as one of the best states for amusement park, for thrill seekers. We have more accolades for our roller coasters probably than almost any other state in the nation. Something else that I'm so proud of, and this was something that my predecessor, Mickey Rally, who I believe is listening right now, was very proud of, we have six amusement parks that are over 100 years old. So we also have this really deep and authentic amusement park heritage in the state.
Yeah, when you hear about a roller coaster that's made of wood, mm-hmm. you know, everyone kind of goes, "Well, what's the big deal about that?" But it takes you back in time is what
sure.
it does. Let's take some phone calls. Christopher is New Providence. Christopher, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I'm asking about Denton Hill State Park, the ski area up in Potter County. When are they going to reopen it, and are they going to make it into a zip line year-round facility?
All right. I don't know if Carrie can answer that or not, but thank you very much for your call. What about Denton Hill?
Yes, unfortunately, I can't speak to that, but I do recommend that you check back, visit PA.com. We have a fantastic section on the website, which appears on 12 million license plates across the state, visit PA.com, that is dedicated to our ski resorts.
Mm. In fact, I'm not going to give this away. Joe Ulrich, who's on our staff, has something in Potter County wants to talk about here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Jim in Enola. Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jim.
One of your staff members talked about the Appalachian Trail Museum, and I just wanted to talk a little more about that. The Appalachian Trail Museum has been open since 2010, but we've recently opened up the second floor of the AT Museum. So even if you've been to the AT Museum, there's a lot more to see. We have five new exhibits there. And it's a great place for a family vacation or a family day off, because it's in Pine Grove Furnace State Park. So there's swimming, there's picnicking, there's hiking on the AT, of course, and you can see the AT Museum. In the basement of the museum, we have a children's museum. So I really recommend that even if you've been to the AT Museum, you need to come back and see the new stuff that we have.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we're going to have other people that are going to be advertising some places as well. But Joe Ulrich and Marie Cusick have a couple places here that I'd like to play where they're coming from and just talk about these.
This is WITF's Joe Ulrich, and I like to go up to Cherry Springs State Park in Potter County. It's a certified dark skies park, and there's great stargazing. You can do star photography, and a lot of astronomers go up there as well.
Hi, I'm Marie Cusick, WITF State Impact Pennsylvania reporter, and one of my favorite places to visit in PA is Ricketts Glen State Park in the northeastern part of the state. You can wear your hiking shoes and explore nearly two dozen beautiful waterfalls.
All right, so let's talk about those two places. Cherry Springs supposedly has the least amount of light pollution in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That for those who are stargazers, as Joe mentioned, I mean, I have never been there, but from what I understand, it's incredible.
I have been there, and it is knock your socks off incredible, something like you have never seen before. It is absolutely 100% zero light pollution. It is certified by the Dark Skies International Preserve.
Oh, there's an organization.
There really is, and are officially designated and certified as a dark sky preserve in the country. God's country is what they call Potter County,
It
is absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, not too far away. Is the very quaint small town of Wellsboro, which is in Tioga. But I love hearing all of these people calling in about our beautiful state parks. We have 121 state parks in this beautiful Commonwealth of ours. And something that's a real point of pride for all of us is that our state parks are free. That there is zero admission to get into our state parks, and not many states nowadays can claim that.
Well, and Marie also mentioned Ricketts Glen.
Mm-hmm.
Ricketts Glen, just absolutely gorgeous with the waterfalls and the hiking trail along the waterfalls. Not for the faint of heart. I will say that there are some places, I mean, it's family friendly, but, you probably should realize that it's not the easiest hike in the world some places. But, Chris, speaking of waterfalls.
Mm-hmm. Bush
Poconos,
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We have, in the Pocono Mountains, we have 7 state and federal parks total in our land area. And some of the waterfalls, like Shohola, Bushkill, Glen Oka, which is now closed. I want to say something about that really quickly. But Carrie had spoke to the fact that we're very blessed to have a lot of state land that's been preserved in federal land to visit. In the Delaware Water Gap Recreation Area is actually one of them. The governor visited us in Carbon County, I think it was Wednesday, and I was very, very fortunate to have a few minutes with him. And he's very, very dedicated to state parks and preserving state lands. And he was speaking about Restore PA, which is, has a plan to be able to invest in our state assets, which is critical because, one of the things I didn't realize is they have a backlog of maintenance of over $1 billion. And the beauty of having all that preserved land is that it's free. So, for folks who can't afford to go somewhere and spend 3 days at a resort, they can still get out and enjoy nature. And that's so critical, I think, for us moving forward, because tourism is such a big part of our economy, and we have to preserve our natural assets.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the Poconos have a ton of them.
We have an email from Carlisle. One of my favorite places to visit is right here at the state capitol. Our state capitol building is a national treasure. It's like visiting a museum, beautiful art and stonework.
Yeah.
So, Rick, often I get the feeling that sometimes when you live around some of these places, you take them for granted.
It's like oxygen. You take it for
granted. Exactly.
The New York story. How many New Yorkers have never been to the Statue of Liberty? It's true. It is absolutely how it is around all areas. You don't go and really appreciate your own backyard. It's not a vacation if you don't drive 50 miles away, right? And I know the staycation, you stay on the back porch and see all the weeds you need to work on and things. So there's that happy medium of get away from your yard, but you can go down to the state capitol. That speaks to a bigger thing that I think is underlying here, which is the outdoors, the thing like the capitol. I just saw a study recently about affordability or able to pay for a vacation is the number one reason that most people said they wouldn't go on vacation this year. So the idea of the outdoors not only reconnect you in a very connected world, but now the financial side of it, they're looking for things that not every single thing has a turnstile and a ticket. So the Capitol, again, free tour, 30 minutes. You get to see a beautiful, it's like walking through a museum. The State Museum right next door, I think the ticket's like $2. But all of these different things, I think, really speak to the Americans' need to try to find affordability, but also reconnect.
Well, the State Capitol and the State Museum, just those two alone, that's one day.
It absolutely could be, and then you explore downtown, and then the riverfront, which again is free, City Island, you walk around over there. Yeah, there's there's a lot to do that isn't going to just always be a ticket.
Right. And as Pennsylvanians, if you are a Pennsylvanian, and again, if you know, hopefully you haven't taken it for granted, but when, I don't know, from time to time, when I'm in the state capitol, take that step back and just look around and say, appreciate what we have, the history that has gone on in that building, and it is incredible.
Yeah, and the stories behind it, too. I shout out here to the tour guides that provide these services over there. Just a wealth of knowledge. The woman that I work with over there, Jill, she's been there for 25 years. There's not a question that would stump her, I promise you. Some of the personal stories. Violet Oakley is the woman that apparently was the first woman ever commissioned directly to do all of the artwork in a public building like that. And then you start seeing the artwork that she's doing and the messaging, and they bring it to life. And it really is a palace of art, which is what it was designed as. And so, you won't be disappointed. It is a sleeper whenever I'm trying to pitch media to go see it. They go, oh, state building, and and they come out of there, and it's usually a feature story all its own before anything else.
Well, and it is Pennsylvania, so there is some corruption involved with building the state capitol.
There's always a story. if you love history, read the history of it.
That's right. I mean, but this was 100-year old corruption, so it's history. Let's go to Lower Allen Township. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? All right, I guess no longer there, so let's got a new phone system here that I'm just learning how to use. Hannah is in Mifflin Town. Hannah, you're on the air. Hello, Hannah?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. Yeah, go ahead, Hannah.
Good morning. Yes, we farm in Mifflin Town, and very hard for us to get off the farm during the growing season. So I hate to sound like a broken record, but taking advantage of the many trails and state parks in Pennsylvania is one of our favorite things to do, especially since we like to just pack in nature in a quick weekend or day-long trip. Some of our favorite places are the Thousand Steps on the Standing Stone Trail. Just reflecting on those quarry workers walking that thousand steps up and back every day.
You may have stumped the panel here. Where is that located?
Where is that?
In Huntington County.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's literally a thousand stone steps up and back to a quarry with a beautiful look out over Huntington.
You know, I didn't realize a thousand steps seems like a lot until I got a Fitbit, and I realized that's not really that much. But they're going up steps.
Real steps. Yeah, not just steps down the hall. Yeah. Steps up. Yeah.
Go ahead, Carrie.
I would love to just jump in and put a plug in for Gifford Pinchot, a former state governor. But Gifford Pinchot was also the very first U.S. forest ranger. He actually started the Bureau of Forestry and Gray Towers. Again, right outside Milford, Pennsylvania. I love pitching this as a road trip for you to start, stay at the Hotel Fauchère or somewhere in beautiful Milford. Go visit Gray Towers. It's one of the only homes that the U.S. Forest Bureau still controls. Yeah. And then if you continue to travel west on Route 6, you go visit the Allegheny National Forest and see his legacy in action.
Hey, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I have to admit that one of the things I thought you were going to talk about was farm tourism, because I know that is becoming a bigger destination for many people, especially those who have never been on a farm, wonder where their food comes from, that this is really something that is a tourist destination for many people, especially in the middle part of the state.
Yeah, actually, where we're seeing a great increase is with international travelers to our farm. Mm-hmm.
From what? Yeah. Which
Many
countries?
A lot of the countries in Asia, primarily.
Okay, well, that's curious. Hey, thank you very much for your call. You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar.
This is WITF's Rachel McDevitt, and I'm a big fan of urban green spaces. So if you're planning a trip to Philadelphia, I recommend including a visit to Bartram's Garden. It's one of the oldest botanic gardens in North America. It's free, and it's beautiful.
This is WITF's Tim Lambert. If you're looking for a great getaway, I highly recommend Jim Thorpe. It's such a great little town nestled in the valley. There's history, whitewater rafting, outdoor activities, and in the summer, it's just such a vibrant little community.
This is Brett Schultes, and if you're looking for outdoor adventures, here in Harrisburg, we're only about an hour away from one of my favorite day hikes, Flat Rock Loop at Colonel Denning State Park. It gets your blood pumping and rewards you with an amazing view of the beautiful Cumberland Valley.
I wondered how long it would be before Jim Thorpe came up.
Chris, love it.
you did like a victory lap when Jim Thorpe was mentioned.
Tim Lambert, my hero.
But Jim Thorpe, when I was talking earlier about towns that have kind of reinvented themselves and what a destination Jim Thorpe is.
You know, the one thing that we have a visitor center that we operate in Jim Thorpe at the train station. And it always amazes me, every year our attendance at that visitor center goes up. Most of them are trending downward. Ours is going up every year. So we host about 350 to 400,000 people that go through there every year. And the folks of that town had such a vision that they preserved the architecture the way it had sat. And then at one time, Jim Thorpe was boarded up and the future was bleak. And then a small group of people got together and said, we're going to resurrect this. So I think it's a sterling example of a great small town destination. And Rick was talking about this with Hershey, but also Jim Thorpe, too, makes every top 10 list everywhere. Mm-hmm. And for good reason. The retail experiences, the food experiences, the lodging experiences are just something you can't get everywhere. They're so eclectic, which is what I love. And Tim was totally on target, as usual.
All right, Carrie, you just mentioned during the break an ice cream trail.
Yes. So if your listeners can help me keep a secret, we're going to be announcing it next week that we're getting ready to launch the second year of the Pursue Your Scoops ice cream trail in Pennsylvania. And what's new and exciting about this year is that last year when we launched it, we had about 12 different stops along our ice cream trail. This year we have 33. We're actually launching three separate trails, one that's still in the South Central region. We're also announcing an Eastern that goes from, you know, Philadelphia up to the beautiful Pocono Mountains. And then we also have a Western trail as well.
33.
And what's amazing is that there is a very close farm connection. So we're talking about cow to cone experiences. The majority of the ice cream, they're creameries that are actually located on a farm. This year, we've added a few urban ice cream shops, but that still get their ice cream and their milk and their mix from farms in Pennsylvania, really celebrating Pennsylvania's dairy industry.
This sounds like something that can't be done in one day.
Right.
You're going to need that Fitbit and all those thousand steps out there.
10,000 steps.
I think you're right. But Rick, yeah. Ice cream trail, that's one thing. But something that has just taken off last decade or so here in Pennsylvania, wine trails, wineries, and craft beer.
Right.
I had someone tell me a while ago, it actually had to do with Lititz, that we're talking about how downtowns are successful nowadays, and everyone kind of agrees that you need a craft brewery for your downtown to be successful.
They do seem to be coming up and popping up everywhere, and they are directly tied back to agriculture and Pennsylvania's heritage in that way. So the wineries for sure, and then also the breweries. But I think, you know, for us especially, it's this type of opportunity in an area so known for family friendly and, oh, it's only this or it's only that. And when we're looking at selling meetings, conventions, conferences, couples getaways, guy getaways or girlfriend getaways, anything, you know, beyond that family kind of already known brand, these trails that we have are really valuable to us to kind of counter program. And that's how you build tourism, is you start counter programming and bringing people in for other things. And this speaks to that. But also then small business. I mean, they're just such great stories about, you know, agriculture, adding to tourism assets, and then the small business element to it, and then great products.
It's, it's interesting that Rick, you brought that up. We have some incredible wineries in the Poconos, Blue Mountain Winery, Mountain View. Mountain View, especially when you drive up to it, And you were just in Europe.
Right.
So it's styled after an Italian winery. The vineyards are planted that way. The product is amazing. So it's all about not only the product itself, but the experience. And then because these folks are entrepreneurs, they're so creative about what beverages they come up with. Mm-hmm. So,
something that we haven't talked about are also our distilleries.
Oh,
I'm
so
excited. Yep. We're going to be launching the Whiskey Rebellion Trail later this summer. This is going to be a statewide trail that begins in Pittsburgh, Washington County, which is where the Whiskey Rebellion occurred.
Oh, Washington, that's right.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It travels along Route 30. It leaves the state and goes into, so you get the entire story of the Whiskey Rebellion, and then goes through Virginia and Washington, D.C. But this was actually first created by Wiggle Whiskey, which is the number one most awarded distillery in the country, which is located in Pittsburgh.
It seems as though we're not going to be able to go too far without crossing a trail.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's all packaging.
Let's go to James in Lebanon. James, you're on the air.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Wonderful program you're having today.
Thank you.
I say that because I just got back. I toured Route 6 last week, and it's an amazing drive. If anyone wants to go on a fun tour, that is the place to go. I stopped at Cherry Springs on the way back, and the sky is not what most people think it is. You know, they live in cities and they have all this light pollution and everything. And sitting up there when it got to be about 1 o'clock in the morning, and it is, I'm still blown away by what I saw.
Could you see the Milky Way with your naked eye just looking up? It was clear as as a poster.
There
in
is
front
a difference.
Of you, right?
There are no question.
I saw so much I can't think about what I saw for sure. The only problem was the moon came up, and then that blocks your view completely.
It's really a spiritual experience.
It is,
James. Yes, it says here you traveled all the way up to Erie.
Yes,
on Route 6. So you did the whole thing.
Yes,
that's great.
Yeah, that's.
I'm retired and I'm basically homeless except for campgrounds and state parks and such things. And Pennsylvania is my home.
You're not homeless. You have Pennsylvania. There you go.
Right?
Yes. Well, I have the earth, too.
Yeah. Hey, James, thank you very much for your call. But, you know, James just reminded me of something, and I have had occasion to be able to travel around the state. I will bet that there aren't many Pennsylvanians who realize what we have in this state.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are some areas. Now, Carrie, you mentioned that you're about to travel to Cook Forest up in Clarion area. But driving through some of those areas that you will go miles without seeing a convenience store, without seeing, finding a place to go to the bathroom. But the point being that some of these places in Pennsylvania are still so much forest, so much wild, and it's just gorgeous.
Pristine, I think,
absolutely
is a perfect
is a great word.
Word.
Yeah. All right, let's take a call from Vince in Lebanon. Vince, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to mention, if I could, a couple places in my backyard here in Lebanon, one being the Union Canal Tunnel Park, which is the oldest transportation tunnel in the United States. We have a plaque up. It's also it's a historical landmark, and it's also a landmark for construction of it. But and the other one is the Coleman Memorial Park, and that, of course, Coleman and his family, with their the iron ore industry, built six mansions there. And unfortunately, none of them are left, but the landmarks are still there and the history is still there. And it's a beautiful park. We have an amphitheater where we do summer in the park music every year.
those two are great attractions.
Mm. Hey, thank you very much for your call, and he's absolutely right. And I think what Vince's call points out is that almost any community in Pennsylvania, you can find something that the Union Canal Tunnel that he's talking about, a great little hike, and it great historical significance. And Coleman Park, there are so many communities that have parks like that, but maybe not that had six mansions at one time, and the iron ore that was built in Cornwall that went into Revolutionary War weapons and that kind of thing. You can find that throughout the state. We haven't really talked a whole lot about history so far. Memorial Day coming up this weekend, 4th of July, Carrie, you mentioned, that's big in Philadelphia, obviously.
Absolutely. And going back to what our three pillars are in Pennsylvania, greater than great outdoors, historical pursuits, and our urban centers. But you're right, history. I mean, we are the birth of the nation. We're the birth of the Industrial Revolution. We're continuing to rebuild America right here in Pennsylvania. We have such great stories to tell. I think it should almost be required that every American travel to Pennsylvania several times throughout their lifetime.
All right. I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Maybe not. Maybe you've thought of this a lot, but places in Pennsylvania that are gems that people don't know enough about, okay? I mean, we've talked about a lot of the well-known ones, and some of the more that are maybe not as well-known. But, Chris, let me start with you. A gem in the Pocono region that people should know more about and visit.
Shohola Falls, Delaware Water Gap, and they're both free. They're just amazing. There's so many. In fact, the Delaware Water Gap is one of the best freshwater fisheries in the United States, which I never knew. But it's just, it's an amazing, it's historical, it's beautiful, it's, you have to see it in Chihola Falls, especially now with the water as high as what it is. It's just kind of a spiritual experience. You know, talk about forestation and being involved in that. You can just sit there all day and just really relax and let the anxiety drift out. Those are the two I would say.
All right, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, for our area, I'm going to go back to Hummelstown for one. Again, check it out. Discover Hummelstown. If you're looking at Harrisburg, a really unknown, kind of serviced area of Harrisburg is Midtown. So everyone thinks just the Capitol and all of the government business, but there's a neighborhood that's right off of the the campus of all the state government stuff, and it has great restaurants and museums and a little brewery, like you said, and farmers market that dates back to the Civil War, Broad Street Market, the Mill Works. It has 30 artist studios plus a great restaurant and brewery. Then there's Zero Day and Susquehanna Art Museum and a great bookstore that the mayor and his wife own called the Midtown Scholar. And again, hard sell whenever you say to somebody, let's go to a bookstore, and then they spend 2 hours in there and it becomes one of their feature stories. So the Midtown, you know, don't think that Harrisburg is only the government business at hand. Midtown is a treasure.
So, Kara, you have an entire state to choose from.
It's like asking which child is my favorite here. But
Jim
Thorpe. Two that I would like to bring up quickly. The Pennsylvania Wilds, it's a 12-county region in the north-central part of the state, which includes Cherry Springs State Park, Wellsboro, Tioga. We're home to the largest wild elk herd in the northeast. That's where I'm headed to this weekend with my family. We're going to Cook Forest. We're staying in a cabin. I can't wait. But the one thing that I absolutely love telling people about, Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water. In the, again, Laurel Highlands. This is the most photographed house in the world, and we are so lucky that we have this. Every time I go, it literally takes my breath away.
And to that, if you've already been to Falling Water, Kentuck Knob is, again, right in the Laurel Highlands, Frank Lloyd Wright. So it's part two. It's Frank Lloyd Wright study 2.0.
Yeah, and it's 12 miles away.
We have about 30 seconds left. I want to thank the three of you for being with us today. I'm sure we have a lot of people excited to do some traveling now this weekend. Carrie, if there are listeners out there who want to get more information on traveling in Pennsylvania, how can they do it?
Visit PA.com. We hope that you'll follow us on social media, sign up for our e-newsletter, but again, visit PA.com.
And by the way, we have links to all the websites of the organizations here today, and I can't encourage enough that, you know, we do this because of space, but there are many, many areas, all the places in Pennsylvania, regions in Pennsylvania, where we encourage you to visit. Thank you very much for being with
us. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Coming up on Tuesday, since Monday is a holiday, coming up on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the libraries and an issue that libraries are dealing with in central Pennsylvania, really throughout the country, and that is homelessness. And talk a little bit about that coming up on Tuesday's program here on WITF Smart Talk. Have yourself a good weekend and a good holiday weekend.